Fever. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers.
I'm thinking of getting my job back at the soda fountain.
That's neat, Wally. My dad got me a great job handing out towels at the country club.
That's a great job, Lumpy?
Sure. Dad says I'll meet the cream of Mayfield Society in the locker room.
How can you tell if they're society guys when they're in their underwear?
Father went over the membership list with me, and he checked off all the big shots.
At ease, men.
Hi, Eddie.
What's happening, Eddie?
Hey, Lumpy, Wally. How many times have I told you not to talk about girls in front of the kid? You're throwing us all in.
Talking about the jobs we're lining up for summer.
Yeah, Lumpy's got a great job lined up at the country club. I guess I'll probably go back to the soda fountain.
And I might be delivering papers.
You don't say, delivering papers. Well, a member of the Fourth Estate.
Okay, Eddie, do you have some kind of a job lined up?
Do I have a job? Just the greatest job since the Bobbsey twins went to Blueberry Island.
No fooling, Eddie. Are you going to drive that truck for the diaper service again?
Are you kidding? Edward W. Haskell is shipping out.
Shipping out?
Sure. I am spending the summer on the Bounding Main.
Huh?
I'm going to sea.
A few minutes ago. Who came in?
Oh, it was Eddie Haskell. He went upstairs.
Wonder what he's up to.
You know, the same thought occurred to me.
I wonder why we're always so suspicious of that boy.
Dear, any teenager who's that polite and well-mannered will bear watching.
He came over to study with Wally?
Oh, I don't think they're studying. Lumpy Rutherford's up there, too.
Oh, sort of summit meeting. Wish I knew what was going on.
Well, why don't we just wait until the house blows up and then take it from there?
And you're getting a job on a commercial fishing boat?
You're reading me right, Sam. A commercial fishing boat that fishes the Alaskan waters.
Boy, how'd you swing a job like that, Eddie?
Through my big shot uncle. He knows the president of the whole fishing fleet. He's getting me an appointment with a captain on one of the boats. I got it made.
Boy, that'd sure be something, all right. Going all the way up to Alaska on a boat.
I'll say, I don't even think the guys on Route 66 have been up there yet.
Well, it'll give a guy a chance to see the rest of the world.
Wait till the rest of the world gets a load of you.
Hey, Eddie, isn't that going to be pretty hard work?
Hard work? Since when is fishing hard work? You're fishing and you're getting paid for it. Can you name me a better combination than that?
It sure sounds like a good deal, all right.
Boy, Eddie, you're making me hate my country club job already. And I haven't even started.
I'm just sorry for you guys. Spending the whole summer in this stale town, day after day, seeing the same old... Hey, what if I put a word in with my uncle? He might be able to get you guys jobs on the same boat.
Boy, Eddie, you think he could?
Why not? I'm his favorite nephew.
Eddie, you're his only nephew.
Sure, so how can I lose? How about it, Wally? How about if I give my uncle a pitch about you guys going with me?
Gee, I don't know, Eddie.
Oh, I get it. You're afraid Mama and Papa wouldn't want the little baby boy going bye-bye far, far away.
You want me to hit him, Wally?
So who are you all of a sudden, Cassius Clay?
Well, as soon as I get home, I'm going to ask my father.
What about you, Wally?
I guess I could ask him.
Now we're moving. Can you see the three of us on that boat? We'll make the scene like Sinbad the Sailor.
I wonder how I could ask my father.
Just tell him you'll be out of his sight for 3 months. You'll buy out like that. I'll let you guys know as soon as I hear anything. Excuse me, Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver.
Oh, what's on your mind, Eddie?
Oh, I just wanted to let you know I won't be seeing too much of you folks in the coming months.
Oh, is that so, Eddie?
I'm summering in Alaska on a commercial fishing boat.
How'd you manage that?
My uncle has an important connection with the owner of a fishing fleet, and with his recommendation, I'll have no trouble securing a berth on one of their ships.
Well, that's quite a job you're taking on, Eddie.
Oh, yes, sir. I wonder if you're familiar with 2 Years Before the Mast. It's a book by Charles Dana.
Yes, I know.
I'd like to pattern my sea experiences after his. You know, they named a point after him in California, Dana Point.
Well, Eddie, are you looking forward to having a point named after you?
Well, no, but I was thinking of writing a book on my experiences with the fishing fleet. Entering college with a book on the bestseller list would certainly give me an edge with my English prof. Don't you think, Mr. Cleaver?
Yes, Eddie. Well, ship ahoy. And remember, starboard's right and port's left.
Oh, yes, Mr. Cleaver. I forgot you were in the Seabees. I didn't realize it was such a nautical outfit.
Goodbye, Eddie.
Goodbye, Mrs. Cleaver.
Well, he stopped you for a minute, didn't he?
Well, at least I got rid of him.
What this business about working on an Alaskan fishing boat? I just hope it isn't catching.
Well, that kind of teenage virus usually is.
Of course, Wally's already talked to Mr. Barnes about working down at the soda fountain.
Yeah, that's true. But whipping up a toasted cheese sandwich is going to seem kind of dull compared to gaffing a 50-pound salmon.
You know, Ward, knowing Eddie's parents, I just can't understand them giving their permission.
That you, Edward?
Yes, Dad.
Where have you been, dear?
Over at Wally's. Here's your gasoline card, Dad.
Where'd you get this?
Well, it was on your dresser, and I asked you if I could take it this morning when you were in the shower. Perhaps you didn't hear me.
Yes, perhaps I didn't.
Hey, I just told Lumpy and Wally about me going to sea with a fishing fleet. Boy, with their eyes bugging out.
About that job. Don't you,
Eddie, supper's almost ready. Why don't you go and wash up?
Okay, Dad.
George, I still wish Edward wasn't going.
Look.
He does a lot of boasting, but really, he's still such a baby.
He pestered my brother so much about the job, I think we ought to let him go through with it. It'll do him a lot of good.
But it's such a rough life, and Edward's so sensitive.
He's sensitive? He's about as sensitive as an armadillo.
Oh, George.
Look, I know it may be a little rough on him, but I think it's a good thing for him to get away and find out that life isn't all malt shops, hot rods, and those bossa nova records of his.
Well, I just hope they don't have to give him one of those short sailor haircuts.
Why would that worry you?
Well, he's worked so hard keeping those curls.
Peter, aren't you hungry?
Hungry? Oh, I was just waiting for Wally to start something.
Wally?
Oh. Well, yeah, there was something I wanted to talk to you about, Dad.
Well, now's as good a time as any.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I guess you know next fall I'll be going to college.
Right.
Yeah. And, well, I'm getting pretty old now. I drive my own car and I buy my own clothes.
Yes, you're getting to be quite a young man.
So don't you think that that when a young man gets to be as old as I am, he should be able to make decisions?
What kind of decisions, Wally?
Well, you know, about himself, where he's concerned.
Well, yes, Wally. Your mother and I both would want it that way, wouldn't we, Jim?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, well, I think I use pretty good judgment.
That you do, Wally. Your father and I feel that your judgment is usually quite mature.
Well, sure, Mom. I've heard you and Dad say that a lot of times. Well, so I think that...
Wally, if you're thinking of going to Alaska with Eddie, it's out of the question.
Hey, Dad. Is it okay if I use a den to study in?
Well, sure, baby. But why can't you use your room?
Well, Eddie just came up there, and now he and Wally are up here having a big argument. What's it all about, baby? I don't know. They threw me out before it started going good. Well, I hope they're not fighting over that silly Alaskan fishing trip.
Well, near their normal, well-adjusted teenagers, they could be getting hysterical over anything.
Perhaps.
What do you mean I'm making all this up? You heard us, all this crazy jazz about you going to Alaska with a fishing fleet. Look, you two creeps, I talked to my uncle tonight on the phone.
I even set it up so you guys could go along on the interview.
Oh, malarkey.
Look, Wally, you think I'm making this up?
Well, gee, I don't know, Eddie, but... Well, when we were in grammar school, you told us that your father was a 3-star general in the war.
Yeah, and then we found that air raid helmet in the garage with his name on it.
Well, when he wasn't busy being a general, he could have been an air raid warden. Anyway, how come all of a sudden you guys think I'm making this up?
Well, because no parents of a guy your age would let him go running off on any fishing boat.
Well, my parents are letting me.
Yeah? Well, how come ours aren't letting us go and yours are letting you?
Because my parents treat me like a man. Look, you guys, I'm going down tomorrow to talk to the captain. And if you don't believe me, why don't you just come along and see for yourself?
All right, Smarty, we will, won't we, Wally?
Well, yeah, all right, we will.
Well, okay. You know what I think? I think you two guys are just too chicken to ship out. That's why you're giving me all this jazz.
Listen, Eddie, don't you call us chicken.
Why not?
Because Wally here's liable to belt you one.
Beaver, I've been waiting for you.
What did I do now?
Nothing. I just wondered where you were.
Well, we had to stay after school and practice for graduation.
Oh.
Yeah, we had to practice not laughing during the ceremonies.
By the way, did you see Wally on your way home?
Oh, yeah. And he gave me a message for you. He said that he and Lumpy and Eddie, they'll be home later because they're going down to the docks to see about a job in the fishing boat.
Beaver, your father told him he couldn't even consider it.
Oh, they're not doing anything wrong. They just went down there to show up Eddie.
Well, not a bad place, is it?
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead what?
Do something. We came down here to watch you become a sailor.
Oh. Ahoy! Anybody aboard?
And what do you want, sonny?
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to see the man in charge, Captain Drake.
I'm Captain Drake. Who are you?
I'm Edward Haskell.
So? You say that like I'm supposed to be impressed.
Well, my uncle Richard Haskell is a friend of Mr. Thompson, the owner of the line. He was going to call about me.
Oh, yes, I got that call. Another friend of the owner's, huh?
Yes, sir.
Tell me something, kid. Why do you want to go to sea?
Well, I thought it might be exciting.
Oh, you'll think it's exciting till we clear the breakwater. You friends of the owner, too?
Oh, no, sir. We're not friends of anybody.
No, we just came down to, to be with him.
Oh, now, isn't that nice? Couldn't his nursemaid make it? You two wait here. Come on in, Haskell.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's not exactly like Eddie's going on a 2-week cruise to Honolulu, is it?
No. Boy, I sure hate to see what that guy would have done if Eddie hadn't been a friend of the owner.
That's a good-looking boat, sir. Would I be sailing on that?
I doubt it. She went down in a gale 2 years ago.
Oh.
Look, son. If your uncle's a friend of the owner, I suppose I'm going to be stuck with you. But do you know what it's like out there?
Well, not really, sir. But I've read books about the sea. Have you ever read 2 Years Before the Mast, sir? It's a book by Charles Dana. And in California, there's a point named after... Sorry to have interrupted you, sir. Does the company supply my uniform?
Uniform? You'll wear dungarees and a rubber apron. You'll live in the forecastle. Your job will be to cut bait. You'll go to bed smelling like fish. You'll get up in the morning smelling like fish. You'll eat fish. You'll clean fish, and you'll hate fish.
Yes, sir. But what do you do about seasickness?
Don't worry. You'll do it.
Boy, it sounds kind of rough.
Yeah. I'm sure glad my father told me I couldn't go.
Do we have a doctor on board, sir?
Do we have a what on board?
A doctor.
And why would we need a doctor?
Well, I just wondered what would happen if someone got hurt. Like if someone got a fish hook in their hand.
No problem. We just cut your hand off and use it for bait.
Oh, yes, that's very amusing, Captain.
Boy, he's a regular Captain Bly.
Yeah. And Eddie's no Marlon Brando, I'll tell you that.
You still want to make this trip?
Oh, yes, sir. I've got my parents' permission, and I've told all my friends, and...
When do you finish up school?
3 weeks from Friday, sir.
Okay. Report here at 4 a.m. the following morning. Bring this gear.
Two changes foul weather gear. Work pants, work shirts, work socks, work... Sir, Captain Drake?
Yes?
Won't I need other clothes, like a sports jacket and slacks for when we go ashore in Juneau and...
Go ashore? The only time we go ashore is to fuel up. We stay at sea until our holds are full. Sometimes it takes all summer. 3 weeks from Friday.
Yes, sir.
Boy, you guys should have been in there. The captain and I have everything all straightened out. Now, do you believe it's on the up and up?
Well, yeah, sure, Eddie.
Being a fisherman's a great job. You stay at sea all summer, and you get to fish, and you use hooks and nets, and you eat fish every day, and...
What's the matter, Eddie?
Let's get out of here. All of a sudden, I don't feel so good.
Boy, Pete, we really had a time with Eddie on the way home. We had to stop 3 times.
Yeah, but you can't take any chances since you got those new seat covers. What do you think Eddie's gonna do?
I don't know. I guess he'll probably go home and tell his mother and father he doesn't want to go.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi.
Hi, Moby Dick.
Now, Pete.
Wally, could I see you a minute?
Well, yeah, sure.
I guess that means you want me to leave.
Well, if you wouldn't mind, Pete.
Well, Beaver, I thought you were outside with Wally.
I was, but now he's talking to Eddie.
Oh, I didn't hear Eddie drive up.
Well, Eddie's awful quiet. And awful green.
What did your folks say about your interview with the captain?
That's what I wanted to talk to you about, Wally. I haven't been home yet.
You haven't?
Wally, I don't want to go to Alaska.
Yeah, I guess the captain was a little rough.
Oh, you heard it, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit.
He might have been putting me on a little bit. I don't know, that's a pretty tough job for a guy my age.
Yeah, I guess it is. But why haven't you been home?
I can't go home and face my dad and tell him I'm not going. Not after the way I made such a big deal about having my rights and saying I was a man and that I should do what I wanted. I just can't face him, Wally.
Eddie, I don't think he's gonna hit you or anything.
Nah, if he belted me, it wouldn't be so bad, but instead he's gonna laugh at me.
Gosh, what are you gonna do?
Well, I thought maybe I could bunk here tonight, and maybe by tomorrow I'd have enough nerve to face him.
That's no good, Eddie. When you don't show up at home, he's going to call here to see what happened.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just go see a movie and think it over. So long, Wally.
Yeah, so long, Eddie.
Where's Eddie?
Oh, well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, Mr. Haskell.
All right. Let's go with him. Sit down, Willie. Sit down.
Well, how did things go today down at the dock? Did Eddie sign up all right?
Well, no, sir. You see, Eddie isn't going.
What do you mean he isn't going? He's been talking about nothing but this trip. The biggest thing in his life. It's all his idea.
Yes, sir, I know, but Well, after he talked to Captain Drake and found out what a rough time he was going to have, well, he sort of backed out. Now he's afraid to come home.
Now, why on earth would he be afraid to come home?
Well, sir, he's afraid you might laugh at him.
And what?
Well, I was wondering if maybe there wasn't something you could do.
Like what?
Well, I was thinking that maybe if you could put your foot down and tell Eddie that he couldn't go, well, then it'd kind of take him off the hook.
You know, Wally, that's just what I'm going to do. I didn't tell Mrs. Haskell this, but at first I thought this would be a good thing for Eddie. But as it got closer and closer, I began getting cold feet myself. Telling him he can't go would be a way out for all of us.
Gee, Mr. Haskell, I really thought you wanted Eddie to go.
That I wanted to get rid of him? Wally, does Eddie think I want to get rid of him?
Oh, well, no, sir. Well, that is, not very often, sir. Good night, Mr. Haskell.
Boy, oh boy.
What's the matter now?
It's times like this when the guy is studying for finals that he wishes he was out of school and had a job.
Oh, yeah?
Any kind of a job.
Say, Beef, remind me to take you down to the waterfront so you can talk to this Captain Drake.
I'd like to do that. I don't think it'd be so bad working on one of those boats.
Yeah? Boy, you should have seen some of the pictures they had in there. 20-foot waves breaking over the bow of the boat.
So what?
So you get seasick watching McHale's Navy on TV.
In TV land, head ease, Marines, and stay tuned for Gomer Pyle USMC. Twice.
Shazam!
It's the perfect way to enjoy your twice as nice morning.
Perfect is perfect does.
Next, only in TV land.